Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today for the whole show, Congressman Stephen Horsford of an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Stephen Horsford of CD4. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
I want to get some background from you on the whole Bundy incident. When did you first become aware of what was going on out there? When did you start hearing from your constituents, and what were they saying?
Well, you know, before we get into the Bundy situation, actually, I want to actually express my condolences. You know, we lost a great Nevadan, Scott Craigie, recently, who served with distinction this state in many ways. He was a former chief of staff to Governor Miller and worked on so many issues, from seniors' concerns to issues around business. And he was one of the people who gave me my first job opportunity before I ever was elected to office. And so I want to extend my condolences to his wife and his twins, and just wish him Godspeed. He's a great Nevadan, and we're going to miss him a lot.
And he was very fond of you. He was a great friend to this program, and not only in terms of being on the program as a pundit and being on the program as a co-host, but he would love to send me emails after almost every show telling me what he thought about the guests and, you know, the topics that were raised. And, yes, he was a wonderful man.
A true policy wonk, too.
Oh my God. Brilliant. When he would co-host, and if we can take the time to talk about this, when he would co-host, he would always send me his notes. And, I mean, it was volumes. It wasn't just a page of thoughts. And, you know, and especially on the wonky issues, you know, like transmission lines.
Right.
I mean, he was an expert in these things, a wonderful man, and yes, he will truly be missed. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. So let's return to the Bundy situation, if we could. So my question was, you know, when did you become aware of what was going on? What was the reaction from your constituents?
Well, prior to the BLM initiating their cattle roundup, you know, there was the ongoing issue with Mr. Bundy and the fact that actually since 1998, he was prohibited from grazing cows on the land in and around Bunkerville. It wasn't just an impact to him. There were other ranchers in that same community who were also impacted. But because they were in compliance and worked cooperatively with the federal agency, including the BLM, they were compensated fair market value for moving their cows. That wasn't the case for Mr. Bundy because, you know, in my view, he's been a lawbreaker from the beginning and repeatedly throughout the process. He has several judgments against him. And it's unfortunate because there are a lot of other responsible ranchers throughout Nevada, throughout the country, who work with the BLM and other federal agencies in a responsible manner. That just isn't the case with Clive and Bundy. So how things progressed on the day the cattle roundup was kind of escalating, I had a meeting with local elected officials, Assemblyman Crescent Hardy, Mayor Weir out in Mesquite, Senator Gokachia. We met actually at the BLM office to discuss some of the concerns with the access roads that had been closed off to the community and how it was impacting tourism and the residents being able to get back and forth. While we were in the meeting is when it escalated to the point where the armed militia groups were, you know, threatening to take over the cattle roundup. And so that's when the BLM made the decision to de-escalate the issue and to not instigate the armed militia any further. And so the militia groups ended up releasing the cattle. Subsequent to that, I had additional meetings with local electeds, some of the same members and others, people including town board members from Bunkerville, who expressed the concerns with the armed militia remaining in the community even after the BLM left. And that even is a concern up to today.
And I, in fact, yes, I had a phone call, anonymous phone call, but left from a woman living in Mesquite that just said, we are concerned, we are scared, we want these people to leave. But they still have the freedom, as long as they're not causing trouble, to stay in the area, correct?
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting one. Of course, there are certain First Amendment and Second Amendment rights that these armed militia groups have, particularly on Bundy's private land. But, you know, there are also rights for the individuals who live in Bunkerville and the surrounding community. Kids have the right to walk around the neighborhood without fear of an armed militia jumping out in the hills somewhere. People have the right to go to church on Sunday without Mr. Bundy and his armed militia showing up, which is what happened on one Sunday. They were told not to come into the church with their guns. They agreed, but they ended up staying out in the parking lot. I met with some residents who lived out in Mesquite at the pancake breakfast recently, and I was just talking to people about their concerns, not just on the Bundy situation, but on other issues. This fifth grader who lives in Bunkerville came up to me and said, what are you going to do to get the armed militia out of our community? I have a fifth grade son. The last thing fifth graders need to be worried about are armed militia in their communities. They need to be worried about, you know, going to school and having fun after the school day, not whether or not they're going to be safe in their own neighborhoods.
Have you talked to Sheriff Gillespie?
I have. The sheriff and I are in regular contact on the situation. As has been reported, the FBI is now investigating fully the issues that led up to and occurred since the cattle roundup. And Clive and Bundy and others who broke federal laws will be held accountable like any other American citizen that breaks the law or fails to pay federal fees or fines will be held accountable. He's not going to be given any exception that any other American citizen would be held accountable to.
Now, do you worry that words like that that you're saying now are going to encourage more militia to come to, quote, protect him?
No, because this isn't, first, it shouldn't even be about Clive and Bundy. Some of these armed militia, the ones that are left are a very fringe group. Even the Oath Keepers felt unsafe with the security operation out there that they left. So the ones that are left are very fringe. They do not support or recognize, excuse me, the federal government. And they have an ulterior agenda. They don't care about Cliven Bundy, his cows, or public land issues in Nevada. They are against the federal government. And so, you know, they're trying to use this situation with Cliven Bundy for a whole nother agenda. That's not an agenda that represents the values of Nevada, the West, or the people who live in Bunkerville and the surrounding community. And I'm, you know, this is my district. I've talked to the constituents that live there. People who are Cliven Bundy's neighbors tell me, who've known him for years, that this needs to end, that the armed militia need to leave, that they don't feel safe, and that they want their communities to go back to normal. They don't like all the attention that's come to their community. This is a very small community of about 12 to 1,300 people, very tight-knit. Everybody pretty much knows everyone. So when you have outside armed militia, I really call them armed separatists, there, it's very unsettling, and people do feel unsafe.
How do you think it's going to end?
Well, I can't speak to how it's going to end. What I want, first and foremost, is for these armed militia to leave so that we can then work on some of the underlying issues, first with Mr. Bundy. He's going to be held accountable in one way or another. There's a legal process that the federal agencies will undertake. I don't represent the federal agencies. I represent the people of Nevada's 4th District. So that will play out in the way that any other American citizen would be held accountable to. There are underlying issues around land use and grazing rights that I agree need to be dealt with. And working with groups like the Nevada Cattlemen's Association that represents a lot of responsible ranchers throughout Nevada, I think we can have that discussion, but we shouldn't use Cliven Bundy as the example to have that discussion, because he's a lawbreaker. He hasn't followed the rules or the process that most other responsible ranchers have. And so they're two separate issues in my view.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Stephen Horsford when we return.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is a bizarre.
Bizarre.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsford of CD4. So, you know, as you're talking about ranchers in general and the other issues that pertain to them, are you concerned that the BLM and the Forest Service is really trying to push ranchers off the land in your district by cutting down the amount of cattle that they're allowed to run to the point where it won't be economically feasible?
No, look, I think there are some very legitimate issues around the amount of land that Nevada has for our use. Look, more than 80% of the land in Nevada is federally managed land, either by BLM, the Park Service, or Forest Service. And so we don't have as much control, and that issue should be open for debate and discussion. I served on the Natural Resources Committee. That's a very important issue to me. I worked on it when I was in the state Senate. We need to have a more aggressive plan. It's why I've introduced several bills to help transfer a lot of the land back to Nevada, whether it's the Yerington Land Exchange Bill that would help create nearly 1,000 jobs in Yerington, or the Tule Springs National Monument Bill that would do the same thing here in southern Nevada. There are ways for us to get more of the land back, but we in Nevada have to have a plan for what we will do with that land. And it needs to be a plan that we work with the local leaders as well as the state leaders on.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that the BLM is going to ranches and saying, okay, you used to be able to run 500 head of cattle. Now, because of the drought conditions or whatever, you can only run 100. That's not financially viable for those ranches, and we're going to end up, I believe, losing a good chunk of the ranching industry just because they won't be able to survive.
Right.
They need that federal land.
Well, and you raise a viable point, which is on the area of the water and the drought. One of the reasons we can't develop or use as much of the land that we once did is because we have a drought. It was one of the reasons Clive and Bundy was told in 1998, based on a local plan, not by federal agencies, that they could no longer graze there because of not just the impact on the desert tortoise, but also the impact from the drought. So that is a major consideration. We only have a limited supply of water. It's why we need a water strategy for the West that also allows us to have a plan for how we can put more public lands to use.
What do you think about the way we're dealing with the wild horse issue?
Well, I think that, again, this is an area where there's plenty area for debate, and I'm open to hear ideas from both sides to try to, find solutions that make sense, both from the conservation and the preservation side, as well as the proper role of development in local communities.
Does it concern you when you see these roundups and all these wild horses in pens being shipped out of state? The land is being overrun, and the concern is that because we don't have the grazing, so all this stuff that's going to end up being fodder for wildfires remains on the ground because the horses are not, are pushing out the cows.
And, one of the areas that Congressman Amedee actually made a very good point on is that the BLM has a responsibility to help mitigate issues that are contributing to fire concerns on public lands. And we need to have more of a debate about that to ensure that BLM is doing everything it can on, 80% of the lands that they help manage to ensure that they're mitigating these fire concerns. If they control the land, then they need to have fire mitigation plans in place and work with the local communities so that those plans are effective.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Horsford when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Dollar Loan Center's got you covered again. Your trusted name in lending for 15 years is now funding title loans. We lend more for your vehicle, and we guarantee to beat the rate of any competitor. No credit checks required. And you can always get a $2,500 signature loan in minutes. Apply at a Dollar Loan Center location or go to don'tbebroke.com for more info.
Dynamic dollars have hit the Eldorado casino floor. Now keep on winning as you play dollars, earn Pirates Gold bonus games. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with Progressive Payout. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our fantastic Friday slot tournaments.
Dynamic dollars are great. I love the bonuses.
The atmosphere and the ambiance is just wonderful.
Eldorado!
Dynamic dollars at the Eldorado.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to help salvage a decent life caused by another person's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Bullying in our schools. It's a problem reaching epidemic proportions. But now there might be help. A possible solution from a place that may surprise you. Watch Student Voice tonight on News 4 at 11.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsford of CD4. You brought up Pumpkin Hollow, and you know this mine is a perfect example of just how difficult it is to work with the federal government to get land from them back into the state. Where are we at this point with this, and how soon do you think that we're going to know whether we'll be able to create 1,000 jobs?
You know, it's so interesting that you said how difficult it is to work with federal. This is nothing more than Congress's failure to act on something that there's complete local agreement on. We have the most consensus of probably any bill that's pending for Nevada on this project. We have the tribal communities along with the development, the city, the county, you know, people who've worked for years to get us to this point. We take a bill to Congress and say, here's what the local community wants to do with our local land. And rather than the House Committee on Natural Resources saying, we agree, you should have this control to develop on land and conserve in this way, they end up throwing roadblocks in our way. Now, we're going to get this done. It's out of committee in the House. We got a vote in January. It's on the floor and pending a final amendment to the bill. The Senate has included it in its bills that they will take action on, which means that if we can have a bill that mirrors each other move out of the House and the Senate, it can just be approved through conference and sent to the president. So I'm still very hopeful that this is going to get done. Not just hopeful, I'm very optimistic. This is a bill that will create nearly 1,000 jobs in Southern Lyon County, a community that desperately needs it, to the benefit of both the city of Yerington as well as to the Walker River Paiute community and other areas that desperately needs these type of job opportunities, both in the construction phase as well as in the development of the mine in the future.
Do we have to go past the primaries for it to get out?
To me, when you say the primary is on June 10th,
right.
I don't get to dictate the schedule. Believe me, if I could, we'd have a lot of bills done.
The reason I bring it up is that the discussion has been certainly in the media that immigration is going to be taken up after the primaries, when a lot of conservative legislators who have challenges from the right will be past that, and therefore there'll be an opportunity to vote.
But this bill is not a partisan bill. I mean, I'm a Democrat.
When did that matter?
But exactly, so it shouldn't matter. When it is brought up, whether it's before or after the primaries, before or after the election in November.
No, I know, but I mean, my point was, and I was being facetious, is that, you know, it seems like everything in Congress, whether it's partisan or not, ends up being partisan because one side is holding it up to get something else from the other side that may not have anything to do with the bill you're trying to get through.
And there could very well be something like that going on. However, on the merits alone, there is no reason why the Yerington Land Exchange Bill shouldn't already be law. I am working every day with members in our delegation, with the chairman, Mr. Hastings, as well as the subcommittee chairman, Mr. Bishop, to make sure that this bill, the Yerington Land Exchange Bill, moves. We also have the Tule Springs National Monument Bill, which is a very important bill to the southern part of the state that we're also looking to see action on this year.
All right, now let's turn to immigration. We have less than 30 seconds here.
Okay.
But do you think that after the primaries that we are going to see an immigration bill move forward?
There's only one person standing in our way of getting a bill, and that's Speaker John Boehner. We have the votes in the House. It's the right thing to do. We even had the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the U.S. Manufacturing Association say this week that this was their number one legislative priority, was to pass comprehensive immigration reform. So we have business, we have labor, we have ag, we have the farm workers, we have social justice and civil rights organizations. It's time for Congress to act. Speaker Boehner needs to give us a vote.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to see you, sir. See you in D.C.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
KRNV News 4 salutes all Nevadans who have served and are currently serving in America's Armed Forces.
As the Adjutant General for the state of Nevada, I'm extremely proud of Nevada's servicemen and women. With courage and dedication, they all play a key role in the nation's safety and security.
And we should all be proud of those Nevadans who have given the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our great country.
Nevada was battle-born.
And we are
Nevada proud!
Do you have unexpected bills? Need cash now? Let Title Max turn your car title into cash. With Title Max, get $1,000, $3,000, $6,000, even $10,000. Title Max gets you the most cash, the lowest rates, with instant approval. Your car title is your credit. And Title Max gets you the cash you need in 30 minutes or less. So if you need help paying your bills, bring your car title to Title Max. And you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
Attention, more Furniture for Less is closed Thursday night. Getting ready for the big event. Starting Friday, every piece of furniture is on sale. Every living room, every dining room, and bedroom is marked at our guaranteed low price. Then take an extra $100, $200, $300, up to $500 off. A minimum of an extra 10% off everything. Plus a discount equal to sales tax, or get 0% financing till 2017. The big event. Everything is on sale starting Friday at More Furniture for Less.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the head of McCarran Airport, Rosemary Vasiliadis, will join us. We'll see you then.